Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for an update. We shared the story. We have been sharing the story of Dasha Lawson. Her husband, Mark, they live in Apple Valley. Dasha's sister and mother with her little nieces and nephews are back in Ukraine. They fled Ukraine to Poland.
Right.
They found safe harbor in Poland.
Yep.
And Paul was trying to help them through Tina Smith's office gain access to come here and gain safe harbor to live with Mark and Dasha from Ukraine and from Poland so they could escape the war with their family. Dasha Lawson is joining us now on the air to update the status of her family. Dasha, we're thrilled you're coming back. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dasha.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So start from the beginning. When we last talked to you, you were separated from your husband. He was fighting. Your mother and sister found safe haven in Poland with your nieces and nephews, yet they were turned away from the U.S. Embassy because they didn't have visas. And it was my understanding it could be a few years before you are reunited. So update us what has happened since.
Yes, it is still the case. And we are monitoring U.S. Updates on immigration and refugee help right now, like pretty much every day when we can. And it seems like there is no changes to anything yet. And my sister heard that I went on the radio and was able to share her story. Mm-hmm. And she asked if that would be okay to write a letter for WCCO listeners, sharing some of her thoughts and wishes. And I can read a little bit of that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
So she started her letter with a description of her idyllic life back in Ukraine, having a normal family, house that was paid for, and her community and how they were involved there. And then she moved on to mentioning something that I already covered in the past, her frantic flight to Poland and how they reach the safe haven. And so she writes that Poland accepted us well, but the kids are worrying. My son mentioned that he misses his father's presence. My daughter constantly wants to be on my lap, and she sleeps a lot. Thankfully, our mother was able to reunite with us, and at this point, we have a safe place to stay, but we do not know the language nor culture. We are still trying to process and to understand what has happened, and nothing is certain. But we know that God was with us when life was peaceful, and we know that He is with us during the storm. I do not wish for anyone to leave their house, nor to see their kids biting their lips to blood from stress and anxiety, or see sadness in their eyes. I do not wish for anyone to be separated from loved ones. I do not wish for anyone to lose everything that gives certainty in life. But I wish you peace. Please cherish and love your children, no matter how naughty they are. Always be grateful for what you have. May God bless your country and give you peace.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Those are her words to
so beautiful.
All of you guys.
Thank you for sharing that, Dasha. I know your husband is, correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
not the, your sister's husband.
Yes.
Is fighting in Ukraine. Has she been in touch with him? And talk a little bit about your father is still in Russia, right?
Yes. So about my sister's husband, I'll start with that. He stays in touch with her. The place where he is at right now still has communication, and the Wi-Fi connection, if you will, so they can communicate and talk to each other. So that's been a blessing, especially for kids to hear their father's voice. That was good. Mm-hmm. And as far as my father, yes, he is in Russia, and I am half Russian. So he was born and raised there, and after he got married to my mother, he moved to Ukraine. He lived there for about 30 years and moved back about 5 years ago. And when he went back 5 years ago, he was shocked to see how much of a propaganda there is on TV and on the news about Russian-Ukrainian relationship. Because when Russia invaded in 2014, he still was in Ukraine. And he saw for himself what it was like. And going back to Russia and hear perspective of Russian government on what took place was just mind-blowing.
Dasha, do you have a sense that Russians, the people, really understand what's going on? Do you think a majority of them are buying into the propaganda that's coming from Russian state media? Or do you think, it seems like the Russians in the know understand it's propaganda and that it was, in fact, an invasion. They were not invited into Ukraine. 2.5 million Ukrainians have fled the country. That's a tip-off that something's wrong. But do you think most Russians really understand what's going on, or are they buying into the BS?
It seems like depends to who you're talking to. People in more developed cities like St. Petersburg and Moscow, they're more exposed to outside world, who have a chance to have their business, to travel abroad. They have a little bit wider understanding of what's going on. My father, he was, the place where he was born and lived, it's a little bit rural area, and that's the place he returned to. And people there have, all the information they have is what's been spoken on TV. And that's a general understanding of life over there. And even some of his relatives who are used to be in the military, that are ex-military right now, they do not believe him that his ex-wife and daughter are being refugees in Poland. They just simply do not believe him.
Really?
He can show pictures, he can show videos. They just think he makes things up.
So people in Russia are believing the state-run media and all of the lies and propaganda.
Yeah.
So sad.
And some people even here that I come in touch with, who left Russia a long time ago, but they still tracking with Russian news, they also would deny the events of Ukraine the way you and I see it as a war. They still would say it's special operation, and it's not what media portrays it to be.
That's extraordinary. Dasha, your sister and mother and niece and nephew, do they feel safe? Do they feel like they can stay there for a while? Do they feel like their new life is in Poland now? Are they still expecting to go back to Ukraine? Do they have any plan?
Yes, right now to have some plans is really difficult. So my sister and my mother and her kids are safe. That's a big relief to me. And as far as staying in Poland is really dicey. They are staying in someone's donated Airbnb apartment.
Wow.
Which is available to them for next few months. And after that, they would have to start paying for it because it's someone else's income, or have to go back to a refugee camp. And those places are being really full right now with all the refugees that are still coming to Poland. And they're in Warsaw right now, which is a blessing. It's the capital of Poland, and that's where all the embassies are. And I still am working and trying to get them to come here to America, because I would rather have them in my house, and I would rather take care of them and provide. I feel like here they would have a little more stability And in order to accomplish that, we did, my dear friend and I, we set up a GoFundMe page for my family.
Okay.
The name of it is Help Reunite My Ukrainian Family. The funds that we are raising will cover their stay in Poland and also will cover the immigration attorney fees and other travel expenses for them.
So you just go to GoFundMe and it's Help Reunite My Ukrainian Family.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Gosh, we are so grateful for this opportunity to speak to you. Thank God they're safe. And hopefully they can continue living with the Airbnb with the help of us Minnesotans. That would be nice. And please be in touch with us. We will keep working on our end and be in touch with you to support you and your family.
Yeah. Thank you, Dasha. Thanks for the update.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for having me. Have a great evening.
You got it. Thank you.
Keep your family in our prayers. How cool of Airbnb to step up.
Yes. And people have made donations. Airbnb has waived fees. And I was even talking about that last week. Like, if people say, how do I help? That is a very tangible way to help. Because the people who own those Airbnbs are Ukrainian. They live there. You know, they're their second apartments. They're so they have an income, yet they're also providing a service when they let refugees stay there. So it is a nice way, a safe way to know that you're really helping out.
A lot of companies are doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
This is such an unfair. It's frightening to hear that the Russians, some Russians, as Dasha was saying, believe the propaganda.
The state media.
Oh,
yeah.
That's devastating. You think with internet and all sorts, well, I mean, I know Facebook and Twitter have shut down there, but you would think there is another way to get information, more reliable information than the Putin mouthpiece.
Population centers, she said, the big cities, people are a little more astute and they understand what's really going on. And they're reading between the lines, between the commentators and understanding. There's a clip on all the cable news networks right now on Russian state television. You had the talking head, you had the anchor woman, and another woman came behind her as she was talking and she unfurled a poster that basically said, don't believe a thing you're seeing. The war is real. And
good for her. That was very brave.
She will not be getting a promotion on that network.
Whoever did yes. Well, right.
That
I hope she's not in prison.
To me is the definition of a patriot, somebody who's willing to tell the truth, even if they, you know, might go to jail.
The truth is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.